Yasino Metals Pollution, a National Disaster. CTDT urges FRIA to buy organic local seeds. And United Nations says hundreds killed in Sudan landslide. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Care for Nature Zambia has called on government to declare the Sino Metals pollution incident a national disaster, citing the scale of environmental damage and potential health risks. On 18th February 2025, a tailings dam at Sino Metals collapsed, releasing an estimated 50 million liters of acid into the Chambeshi stream and contaminating the Kafue River. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, organization executive director Nsama Kearns expressed concern that government authorities misinformed the public about the extent of the pollution. Ms. Kearns stressed the urgent need for remedial action before the onset of the rainy season, warning that further contamination could spread to more water bodies. The organization is worried that if the environment is not cleaned up before the rainy season, it will cause more damage to water bodies, thereby affecting the health of the people, especially children who are more vulnerable to waterborne diseases, said Ms. Kearns. Ms. Kearns also urged government to consider relocating residents in affected areas, warning that their continued stay could have long-term health consequences. She further called for transparency in reporting on the Sino Metals incident, demanding accountability from all institutions involved in handling the matter.
What is worrying us as civil society is the silence by government to address the issue, where Sino Metals is saying that it's the consultant that wanted to change the figures, or the consultant issued a statement saying that it was Sino Metals that wanted to change the figures, and then them has also been cited. So we feel that the three institutions should be brought to account so that they can tell the nation what is really transpiring on the ground.
Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote has, with immediate effect, dissolved the board of directors of the Rural Electrification Authority, REA. The minister exercised his statutory mandate under the Act, which provides for the appointment and dissolution of the board in order to enhance governance, accountability, and effectiveness in the implementation of the country's rural electrification agenda. Mr. Chikote expressed his gratitude to the outgoing board for their service and contributions during their tenure, noting that their efforts have played a part in advancing government's goal of expanding access to electricity in rural communities. Reformed Church in Zambia RCZ Synod Actuarius Reverend Isaac Banda has called on the church and society at large to encourage young couples to legalize their marriages, warning that failure to do so often results in unforeseen consequences. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Reverend Banda stressed the importance of ensuring that marriages are formalized through legal and spiritual means, noting that many young couples face challenges in their unions due to lack of proper legal frameworks. There is an urgent need to encourage especially young couples to legalize their marriages, as this will not only provide legal protection for both parties, but also create a foundation for stronger, lasting unions, said Reverend Banda. He has since warned that this trend risks pushing young couples away from the church and the values it upholds, and could contribute to rising divorce cases. Reverend Banda further called on churches to reevaluate their approach and return to the drawing board, urging them to create more accessible and youth-friendly ministries that guide young people on the right path to building lasting marriages. On Monday, September 1st, 2025, the Lusaka City Council LCC recorded a decrease in the number of registered and legalized marriages in the second quarter of 2025, standing at 1,106 compared to the same period in 2024, when 1,165 marriages were legally conducted.
The less confidence that the young couples are now having in the churches to solemnize their marriages, based on some of the practices that were introduced, unfortunately, we must be very open and sincere about it. We are charging young couples ready to settle, but we are charging them exorbitant fees in the name of we are doing it because we are people of faith. But it is a deterrent if you want to help those who want to settle and begin life anew. So they have found it very easy to go to the civic authorities.
Community Technology Development Trust Zambia Executive Director Charles Nkoma has called on government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA to prioritize the purchase of organic local seed varieties instead of relying heavily on hybrid maize. Mr. Nkoma expressed concern that government policies have sidelined organic, replantable local seeds in favor of hybrid seed, a move he described as detrimental to food security and nutrition. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka, Mr. Nkoma emphasized the need for policies that will promote and preserve organic local seeds, which he said are richer in nutritional value compared to hybrids. FRA needs to start buying all organic maize grown from local seed because it has high nutritional benefits, said Mr. Nkoma. He further warned that the continued neglect and non-promotion of organic maize poses a threat to the country's seed diversity and long-term agricultural sustainability.
And if there is no market, then we will lose all the progress that has been achieved because the farmers will stop producing what they are producing now. We want to call upon you to help us and all other stakeholders involved to find ways of how some of these materials can be popularized more and can actually be marketed.
In Africa News, a landslide has killed at least 370 people in the remote Mara Mountains in western Sudan, a United Nations official has told the BBC. Anthony Gerard, the UN's Deputy Humanitarian Coordinator for Sudan, said it was hard to assess the scale of the incident or the exact death toll as the area was very hard to reach. Sudan Liberation Movement Army, the armed group in control of the affected area, had earlier said 1,000 people had died. Days of heavy rain triggered the landslide on Sunday, which left just one survivor and leveled much of the village of Tarasin, the group said in a statement. Coming up shortly, Russia's Putin hails unprecedented ties with China at talks in Beijing. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. Russian leader Vladimir Putin said his ties with Chinese President Xi Jinping are at unprecedented level as the two met in Beijing on the eve of a massive military parade. Putin described Xi as a dear friend. Chinese state media said relations were exemplary. Russia is to increase supplies of gas to China, while Beijing will offer visa-free travel to Russians during a year-long trial.
Sports Update.
Yannick Sinner was labeled an artificial intelligence player by opponent Alexander Bublik after the defending US Open champion ruthlessly raced into the quarterfinals. World number one Sinner needed only 1 hour and 29 minutes, the second quickest win in the men's singles this year, to achieve a 6-1, 6-1, 6-1 victory against Kazakhstan's Bublik. Within minutes of his defeat, 23rd seed Bublik wrote AI in a comment on the US Open's Instagram post about the result, reiterating the description he made about Sinner going into Monday's fourth round match. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. Care for Nature Zambia has called on government to declare the Sinometos pollution incident a national disaster, citing the scale of environment damage and potential health risks. Community Technology Development Trust Zambia Executive Director Charles Nkoma has called on government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA to prioritize the purchase of organic local seed varieties instead of relying heavily on hybrid maize. And a landslide has killed at least 370 people in the remote Mara Mountains in western Sudan, a UN official, has told the BBC. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find